Perhaps lacking in dramatic oomph, the Arlington County Government staff's final recommendation on addressing deer overpopulation in Arlington remains the same as it has been throughout much of the preliminaries. County board members on September 17 were advised that the staff affirmed its previous recommendation for the use of professional sharpshooters to cull the herd of white-tailed deer in the county. If final procedural steps are approved by the county board as expected, the initiative could begin about 15 months from now. Acknowledging that the matter is really controversial, County Board Chairman Libby Garvey signaled that the board was ready to take the final plunge. "It's the right thing to do, I think, personally," she said. Those supporting the proposal have pointed to the impact of excessive deer levels on foliage and other wildlife, and the increased prospect of deer-vehicle collisions. Garvey, who is retiring December 31st after 12 years in office, said one underreported facet of the debate has been the impact that occurs within the deer population when too many are in too confined a space. "Overpopulation does not do well for the deer, either," she said. A community survey conducted for the county government earlier in 2024 showed a sentiment that leaned toward use of non-lethal means for controlling the deer population. A second survey, released more recently, showed majority support for lethal methods. Throughout 3 years of debate, the most notable critic of the proposal has been the Animal Welfare League of Arlington, which pushed for a non-lethal alternative. But that group recently acknowledged that its efforts had not swayed county leaders. "The sharpshooting effort, once it begins, will be confined to county government property."